had to finish up on breaking hot dogs and hamburgers on Friday. It was an awesome time. If you didn't get a chance to come, hopefully you had an opportunity to pray at home or wherever you were. I understand schedules. But we had just a magnificent time. And even during that week, it really was the week of atonement. I really didn't plan it that way, but the Holy Spirit did. And had an opportunity to seek the Lord. And we're going to see some things happen because of what we prayed. There were stacks of cards that you guys left here that we prayed over Monday through Thursday. And Friday we had a time of celebration. And then just a time to break bread with one another. It was awesome. Amen. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18. I'm going to start there again. That praying always, somebody say pray always. As we finish this week up in prayer, persistence needs to be our part. I shared a little bit with those who are praying that we should pray and never give up. Luke 18:1 says, he spoke a parable to them, says, men ought to pray and not lose heart. In 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, pray without ceasing. It's not a stream of audible words, but it's a constant attitude of prayer. I mean, we need to have that communion with God because you can be close to the Lord on your way to work. Come on. You can be close to the Lord at home. You can be close to the Lord going shopping. How many knows that you can have that continual prayer in your heart? Not that you can't talk to people. Say amen. How many knows we need to be real? But it's that constant attitude. How many have ever been filled with the Spirit at your job? Let me see your hand. How many knows it helps? How many knows God will give you wisdom? Maybe at a time of praying in the Spirit and God gave you wisdom for a situation or a somebody you work with or whatever. I've noticed that Satan always does this. I got a few words here. Satan always will try to deny, deceive, disrupt, derail, discourage, and depress. If there's one thing he's doing, he wants to kill an active prayer life. He wants that communication with God to be like brought down to nothing. I read this one time that we should never wait to feel like we should pray. Prayer sometimes will be like work. Sometimes you just got to do it. But as you get more into it, how many knows that it starts to change? It starts to get easier. It's like anything you practice, it become better at it. But you can quit at any time. I've realized that prayerlessness leads to backsliding. When you're active and current, you have no thought of turning back. But when things slow down, now, I used to do this as a kid. How many ever rode a bike, stopped pedaling, and just to see how far you could go before your feet touched? Nobody. Okay, I did that as a kid, and I could get it to a place where it just stood for a little bit, and I gave up. That fell down. But it's the same way in our spiritual life. If we don't keep moving in that, I mean, it's that we can stop. The Lord will never force us to pray. But he asks us to pray. Turn to Luke chapter 11 for a moment. I'm going to continue in this. I shared with the prayer group, I'm going to cover this too because I feel it's so important. That persistent people are people who never give up. As Christians, we need to be persistent. Because in our persistency, we will see something happen. And in Luke chapter 11, tell me when you got it. He said unto them, which of you has a friend that goes out to him at midnight, say, friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine has come from a journey, and I have nothing to set before him. He will answer and say within, say, look, don't trouble me. The door is now shut. My children are in bed. I cannot rise to give you what you need. But I say unto you, though he will not rise because he's a friend, yet for his persistence, he will rise and give him all his needs. It'd be like this. Jeff comes over to my house, and Jeff says, I got company over my house. I need some food. You got some food? I need some food. And I answer back, Jeff, I'm in bed. Everybody's asleep. Go away. But Jeff doesn't get offended because I said go away. He starts beating more on my door. You have some food. I need it. I got to feed these people. And I say, I'm in bed. Everybody's in bed. How many ever had that warm cover and you just don't feel like getting up? Yeah. Now, how many had to turn your heat on in your car this morning to come in? All right, we're getting to that season. Now, what if Jeff continues to beat on my door and it finally says, okay, just because he's my friend, I won't get up. But because he's persistent and he'll keep me up all night, I'll give him what he needs. That's a model for prayer. God heard you the first time. He's not trying to be mean, but he wants to teach you persistence. How many of us, we need to be persistent? Yes, he's heard you, but keep bombarding that area. Keep hammering that. Keep going in that until you get what you need. And I'm just not talking about fleshly things. Too many times we pray that way. But if you have a need and it's in Scripture for God to meet that, keep hammering that away. Keep pounding on that door. Keep knocking on that. Anybody hear me here? How many knows that helps you? I had a pastor one time says, well, you pray once about it and you leave it alone. It's in God's hands. It's all done. And I thought, well, that's kind of cool, but it never worked that way for me. I always had to ask more than once. So in some ways, it kind of like threw me off. Well, maybe my faith isn't right where it needs to be. Until I read Luke chapter 11. Keep praying. Keep asking. Keep knocking. Generally, when a miracle breaks forth, probably 10 other miracles happen at the same time that we didn't know about. Oh, come on. How many does an answer to prayer happen when you got saved? When God touched you, something happened. Though Jeff is my friend, it's not enough in that relationship. We have to go and say, you know what, God, I know we're a friend of yours, but you want us to keep pushing in to get what we need. Because I've learned this. When we push on an area, it's something we really want. And if it's that important to you, you'll pray for it more than once. And it truly, if it's going to bless somebody else, you'll do all you can to make sure that those who are with you can get what they need. Notice it isn't a selfish thing. I'm not asking for food for me, but guests have came over. Maybe it's your kids. Maybe it's a family member. They need healing. You'll do all you can to see God touch them. Does this make sense? Notice the attitude is so important. I think many times we need to check our attitude. Lord, check our attitude. Lord, I want my attitude right. I want that become in the gospel. But persistent people get what they need. This last week, we had a week of bombarding heaven for needs. Every need that was represented was probably prayed over two or three different times by different people. I mean, is that collectively that's going to go up and do something? I like what the word said. Prayer was like seed sown, and we planted a whole field full. How many of us, that's going to produce a harvest? And it'll benefit all our lives. Our lives will be different because the throne was touched. And as the throne is touched, if you don't see the full manifestation yet, keep praying in that area. Amen? Notice as it says, pray on all occasions. That means every situation. It's not inappropriate to invoke God's presence. If he's not there, he needs to show up. Oh, how many of us, God can show up? Say yes or no. How many of us, he can? I remember one time I went in this breakthrough room. There was probably, 20, 25 electricians working on this big building. And it was break time. And I mean, those guys will talk about everything. Just like you ladies do. Oh, I won't touch that one. Amen. He said only louder. Girls talk louder. But no, I'm touching that one. But how many of us that conversation sometimes you might not be able to be a part of? But I remember walking in one time, just in my own heart, loving on the Lord. And the whole room got quiet. I didn't ask people to stop talking. I didn't promote people to start talking. It just did. And I remember looking around like, why did everyone quit talking? I mean, sometimes there's a spiritual thing happen that we don't even see. Come on. I'm nothing special. But you know, where you go, the Spirit of God goes. And that makes every environment different. If we really believe prayer changes things, then we need to be praying people. We just can't talk about it, have another class about it. We need to do it. That in every place, listen, when I go to a new city, I honestly do this. If I pull into a new city, Father, touch whatever city this is in the name of Jesus. Lord, bring revival to this place. Why? Because that's where the soles of your feet tread. How many knows that prayer is God hears? I'm even praying right now for the 144,000 Jewish witnesses that will rise up from Revelation. I don't know who they are, but God, you're going to move on a whole group of people. God, prepare. How many believe we're close to the end? How many see all these signs happening? Everything is on rest, but God's still on the throne. I really believe that if the church is paying attention, it should be drawing closer together. Amen? Seeking Him all the more. Is this good this morning? When I look at Jesus, He always meets the needs of mankind. He says, if they're hungry, I'm able to feed them. If they're thirsty, I'm able to give them drink. I've noticed that when selfishness sets in, the world goes into lack. When people start to see what's theirs and only theirs, society misses out. As a church, we always need to be benevolent in all things. That means in our heart. It also means in prayer. Man, we have an awesome opportunity while we're on this planet to sow into that arena. To give that area to pray. We've all been saved long enough. Churches have changed. It seemed like the churches now are trying just to touch a need in society. Make more community than holiness. Sing more about Him than have be intimate relationship with Him. So we've made churches like coffee shops. Come in, a quick dine-in with Jesus, a quick movie theater, and we go out. Since when is that a relationship with our Lord? Whatever happened to, I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice. I had flashback AG days there. When we look today, we need to set our hearts on Him. Isn't that why we gather today? Let's never make it so casual. Now, how many parents, if your kids have a need, you want to know exactly what it is? How many think if you want, well, you got a hurt? Show me where it hurts. Point it out. How many are trying to discern instantly what's going on? You want to make sure you can do all you can, true? If we being earthly do that, how much more your Heavenly Father? Sometimes we have so many unmet needs because we don't even share it with Him. Yet He's always willing to help us. Is this too sobering or too straight up? You're not going to get wussified preaching from the pulpit here. I'm serious. I've seen too much of it. I've drank too much of it. I want God to move. And some things may not be pleasing. Listen, we can't have just, oh, teach me, give me itching ear preaching, Pastor. Tell me a couple of poems and everything will be okay. We're living in serious days. We need to analyze what's going on. We need to look at the situation and say, God, we need to pray more than ever. The church needs to arise. Now, I'm going to love you, but I'm going to give you mature choices. Amen? You have to choose that. I only can do so much, but you're responsible for your decisions. God expects us to take on responsibility and grow in wisdom and stature just like Jesus. Luke 2:52. When we pray, we ask God, Lord, Holy Spirit, teach me to pray. Do you think He can take a situation where you're at and God unlock some things? I've even seen Him give you words to pray about a situation. Can God do that? Can He sweep over areas? Jeff and I were talking about this before service. There was a gentleman named John G. Lake that he had such a healing ministry that in the town he was at, one hospital closed because the people were so well. How would you like to see that happen today? A hospital closed because there's nobody going to it. Come on. I look at that, I'm like, that blows me away. Just unbelievable. How many want to see society changed? Then when does it? It's when the people of God rise up. We all need more time in the Word. Would you agree with me? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. I mean, prayer matters in that arena. When prayer and faith are coupled together, some great things happened. One of the guys gave me, Dwayne gave me this list here. Now I have to put these glasses on because this is called micro print to me. When I was younger, I could read that like no problem, but now I got eyes like a pigeon. So used to be eagle. Listen to this. It's no coincidence that he's talking to me. Pastor Tommy was instructed for us to pray this last week that 160 years ago, this same week, the third great awakening of our nation came, also in Canada and England. People started to pray in the summer of 1857. It looked like much of today. Unrest, civil war was coming, tensions everywhere, riots, protests, town splitting, families coming apart, violence, immorality, increase in crime, commercial, political corruption. Everything was rampant. Sound familiar? Then six gentlemen got together and prayed. They prayed for 30 minutes, 20 showed up, then 40, then 100. Soon it became from a weekly to a daily. It grew steady until 10,000 people came, and soon 10,000 turned into 100,000, which translated in 1 year to 1 million converts. This last week was that week. I didn't know this information when the Holy Spirit dropped it upon me. This was brought after the fact. It was also the week of Yom Kippur. The Jewish atonement was last week as well. It's serious business. The Holy Spirit has drawn us in. Holy Spirit, make us aware of all these things, because what God did before, He wants to do again, because He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He can take a small group. He can take a church like this and make us world changers. During this week, I prayed, Lord, other churches, Lord God, will have times of prayer. I'm going to see it happen. That somehow some pastor, some leaders are going to go, you know what, we need to pray again, church. We need to pray. God will put that within the hearts of people. Because it's just not one church going to be able to take on this harvest in the last days. But it took six people to get this one going. Say amen. Every great move has stopped because of flesh, not because of God. Because of flesh. We start off in the spirit, we got it right, then we try to perfect it in the flesh. Say amen. We know the scripture, ask and it'll be given to you, seek and you'll find, knock and it shall be what? How many knows that's a stalwart? It's like the bedrock of our prayer time. Ask, you'll get it. Seek, you'll find. Knock and it shall be open. Then in my prayer time, I'm asking, I'm seeking, and I'm knocking. There's movement on both areas. If I do that, God will meet me accordingly. Since God knows we have the need, there's no doubt about it. We still need to ask in prayer. Asking changes me. It gets me to the place where my heart is right. Amen? Like you parents, when their kid asks you and you send your means to do it, man, you'll do all you can. Sometimes you'll try to even keep it from them to surprise them on a certain time. True? How many of us, God is full of surprises and they're all good? I'll make it rain upon you. I'll bless your coming in and going out. When you're sowing in that area, soon you reap that. You want to have friends? Show yourself friendly. You want to have answered prayer? Pray. And just don't pray about you. Oh, come on. God will do it for you. And He'll visit you in your time. Is this good? It's kind of quiet today. When I look at if Jeff's my friend, that is an awesome thing. But Jeff's going to beat on my front door until I give him what he needs. It's a picture how to pray. He's asking. It's like shamelessly. It's persistently. I don't care if your neighbors hear me. Now, where we live, I'm here to tell you. The other day, it was Saturday morning. 7 o'clock in the morning, chainsaws are going. Wow, I don't mind chainsaws. But the neighbor behind me was cutting down trees. You could barely see the light out. And man, the train shells were kicking already. I'm like, well, that brother's up early. Amen. I didn't get mad. I'm like, well, he had to take care of some business. Now, I don't recommend that every day. But how many of us said sometimes you got to do what you got to do? But if Jeff came over to my house, it's like this. I don't care if you hear me. I got a need. I got people over to take care of. Your prayers may wake up your neighbors sometime. Oh, hallelujah. How many of you, sometimes you just need to forget about what people think. I have a need, and bless God, we're going to meet that need. Usually in the night, it's a little quieter than in the day. I wonder how many people. Years ago, houses used to be a whole lot closer than they are now. Sometimes they were tenements. Can you imagine Jeff beating on my door and there's 30 people living right next door to me? I want to wake up the world in my prayer time too. I want the world to wake up knowing that we're looking to meet needs with somebody else. Not in a show, but bless God, we're going to give all he needs. Notice that when he received all that he need. God is never stingy. He always gives you what you need and more. Amen? Sometimes I wonder when the disciples finally got a hold of what was going on after the resurrection. I wonder if they look back and remember when we fed the 5,000 and we only had a couple pieces of lunch? I wonder how many times they were just blown away by, gosh, where was our faith? What were we thinking? The Lord could do that. Amen? I wonder how many times when he washed their feet and they realized he is the Lord of glory, yet he's stooping down and washing my dirty feet. One that I'm embarrassed to have. That's why he's got a long robe on. And now he wants to wash them? I mean, sometimes unexpected things makes us uncomfortable. How many would want to go all day and all of a sudden the Lord comes in, I want to wash your feet. No, Lord, not my feet. Or you quick run to the bathroom. But yet Jesus didn't even care. He stooped down and did it, whether they smelled or not. That's what our Savior is really like. Yes, he's crowned of unbelievable. He's the King of kings and Lord of lords. But his attitude in his heart is one, I will serve you. And if it's bowing before your feet to wash them, I'll do that without even thinking nothing of it. That's a great Savior, amen? And yet he asked me, come, pray. Come seek me. Ask, and I will do this for you. Too many times we give up before the answer comes. But I want to be shamelessly petitioning him. And if somebody else hears, that's okay. I want to see their needs met. Amen? Now, it doesn't say much about the story after he received, but how many would be happy? Yes or no? How many would go to that storehouse and all of a sudden he just pulls out, here's some pie, here's some bread, here's some meat, here's some lasagna, here's some ribs, here's some okra, here's some... How many knows he just... Yes or no? When God loads you up, he loads you up. You want a little soup there? How about a little French silk pie on the side? There you go. Bless God. What would Jeff's response, what should it be after that? Thank you. How many of us that even matters in prayer? I thank you, Lord. I thank you that you're meeting all my needs according to your riches and glory. How many of those things you ask even before you, I thank you, God, you've heard and you'll answer. How many of that's part of it? We received by faith. What I appreciate about this gentleman is he knew where to go. Sometimes we're asking from people who are unable to give what we need and we get upset because they don't. Your God is able to meet your needs. Every person is flesh. They're limited on what they can do for you, but God isn't. You've always heard me preach, I'm just a man like you guys are in here. You honor the pastor, there's no doubt about it, but you don't put him on a pedestal. He's just like everyone else. And when it becomes self-worship, it messes the whole dynamic up. And there isn't a man or a woman on the planet who can handle self-worship. It's something Satan wanted from Jesus. And it's something that mankind always tries to promote. Look at me. I become self-entitled. I don't have to wait in line. You know who I am? I don't need a ticket. Do you know who I am? Say amen. How many know sometimes the Lord's got to humble us? Let's stay humble. Everybody follow that logic? We're going to ask. We're going to be persistent in it. We're going to look and say, you know what? God will answer. What is on your heart? What do you really want the Lord to do? There's your prayer life. That's what's concerning you. And if it's a certain need, yes, you need to cover it. Also broad from that. Look to see other people's needs. And God will visit you in your own. He will. The Bible says if you take care of the poor, I'll visit you in the day of your calamity. Every week we have an opportunity to have something. We have a bin out there you can drop food in. Boom. God will meet that need. Amen? I'm at the close here. How many are enjoying this little time? Can we do it, church? Can we be persistent? How many have ever just ceased and took your foot off the throttle, as it were? You're still moving, but you're not pushing like you need to. And how many here have ever seen a breakthrough happen? You just knew God did this. Let me see your hand. How many have ever seen at least one answer to prayer? Well, I'm like you. I want to see more happen. And the older I get, I'm not quite the age to go with the seniors yet. I'm still 35. But I'll get there sooner or later, Peggy. Okay, I'll get there. Amen? 36? Oh, yeah, I guess so. All right. Well, that doesn't work. So I'm a little older than 35. But the truth is that I yet inwardly am being renewed. But the older I get, the more I want to see things happen for others. I really do. I want them to have that. Can we believe that, church? Can we do it? Hey, are you with me? We can be those people. And if we're persistent, you know, we'll eat the good of the land. Amen? Amen. Did you have your hand up?